World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Canada just gave this World Cup a different sound. Not because the football was flawless, and not because one win suddenly makes a co-host nation a favorite, but because for the first time in this knockout phase, a North American team made the tournament feel personal, urgent, and local all at once. Several outlets focused on the same image. Canada hanging in, waiting, surviving, and then Stephen Eustachio delivering the late moment that pushed them past South Africa and into the last 16. For me, that is more than a result. It is the point where a tournament being staged in this region starts feeling emotionally owned by this region. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. And the human side of it matters. Alphonso Davies coming back into the picture gave this game a heartbeat before it even had a winner. Multiple reports pointed to his return as one of the emotional frames around Canada's night, and that feels right, because knockout football always gets reduced to systems and margins, but listeners care about people carrying a country on their shoulders. Davies is one face of that pressure. Eustachio is another. One is the star everyone recognizes. The other becomes the man attached to the moment forever if he scores the goal that changes the country's football memory. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. Canada had already been part of the host story. Now it is part of the tournament story. That matters more than the scoreline. And this is exactly where continuity matters for returning listeners. Yesterday, the question was whether the knockout World Cup had finally become concrete. Today, the question is, who is strong enough, calm enough, and brave enough to live inside that reality? That is why Canada belongs at the top today. This is not repeating a host region theme. This is what changed. The pressure has moved from atmosphere to consequence. That is the real shift. From there, the tie I cannot stop looking at is Brazil against Japan. Not because it is the biggest badge matchup on the board, but because it feels like the purest test of what knockout football does to reputation. Reuters and other preview coverage kept circling the same idea. Japan are not here to admire Brazil. They are here to challenge a hierarchy that still expects to survive on name recognition. And Brazil, for all the talent in the squad, still carry a slight instability around how complete they really are right now. I think that is what people are underestimating. Brazil are still Brazil, yes. But Japan are one of those teams that can turn hesitation into panic in about 15 minutes. That is where the tension actually is. And sitting right in the middle of that tie is Neymar. Several reports said he is doing well enough physically, but likely still not at the point where Brazil want to build the whole night around him from the opening whistle. That is a huge story, because for a player like Neymar, being available is not the same thing as being central. This is not just a medical update. It is a status update. It asks whether Brazil trusts their structure more than their star, whether they want his chaos late instead of his influence early, and whether Neymar himself is now living in a World Cup where he is symbolic even when he is not fully decisive. For me, that is the real issue. When a major star becomes a managed weapon instead of the obvious center of gravity, you learn a lot about where a team really thinks it is. That is the real warning sign. There is another heavyweight story that deserves real attention, and that is France against Sweden. A lot of the broad knockout coverage still treats France like the tournament's default answer, and maybe they are. But this is the stage where being the most talented team stops guaranteeing the cleanest night. Sweden are exactly the kind of opponent who can turn a favorite inward, slow the rhythm, crowd the spaces that matter, and make a glamorous side look frustrated and overcomplicated. So if Canada is the emotional story of the day, France-Sweden is one of the tactical stories of the day. It is a reminder that the knockout round is not about being admired. It is about solving problems quickly. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. There is also one injury story that should not get lost in all the bracket noise. Reuters reported that Uruguay's Manuel Ugarte suffered a serious knee injury, and that is the kind of development that changes a team without needing a dramatic headline package. We have talked in recent days about workload, attrition, and the way this tournament punishes squads physically as it hardens emotionally. Today, that theme has a new face. Not a generic injury wave, not a broad concern. A specific player, a specific blow, and a specific tactical consequence for a team that now has to adjust at exactly the wrong moment. If yesterday the tournament felt unforgiving, today it looks even less interested in mercy. That is the cost nobody can really game plan away. I also think today's bracket conversation has to be framed carefully, because yesterday this show already covered the idea that the knockout world had arrived. So I do not want to just repeat the bracket is set. The better way to say it is this. Now the bracket has assigned pressure lanes. Now you can see which favorites are walking into awkward stylistic traps, which rising teams suddenly believe the path is real, and which stars are no longer protected by the cushion of tomorrow. Canada now carry a new kind of expectation. Brazil carry the pressure of proving they are still structurally trustworthy, not just famous. France carry the pressure that comes with being treated as the safest answer. And players like Neymar, Davies, and even the injured Ugarte give that pressure a human face. That is where the tournament really lives now. So the shape of the day is actually pretty clear. Canada's breakthrough gave North America its strongest emotional World Cup moment yet. Brazil against Japan gives us the clearest symbolic and tactical question heading into the next wave of matches. Neymar's situation tells us how careful even major powers are becoming with their icons. France against Sweden reminds us that heavyweight status only matters if you can solve the match in front of you. And Uruguay's injury blow is a reminder that by this point, the World Cup is not only sorting teams by quality, it is sorting them by resilience. And for recurring listeners, that is the freshness test I care about most. Yesterday, this tournament became concrete. Today, it became personal. See you tomorrow.